The Sechtes Bab Metzia, Daf Ayin Aleph, 11 lines from the bottom of Daf Ayin Amar Beis, and the Mishnah stated, V'lovim mehenu malvin oisim beribis v'chim beger toshev, that a Yisrael could borrow money from a guy, and he could also lend money to a guy with interest, and the same din would apply to a ger toshev. Our Gemara begins by quoting a pasuk in Mishlei that states, Mar b'chinu b'neshech v'sabis, that if someone increases their wealth by lending money with ribis, l'chinin dalim yikpitzenu, then you shouldn't think that you're actually increasing your wealth, as all you're doing is you're gathering your money and eventually it will be taken away from you and given to poor people. And the Gemara explains, and Rav explains, for example, like the Persian king Shvar Malka, they used to take money away from the Jews and he would tax the Jews and he would then give that money to non-Jews. And Rashi states, and they're called Dalim because they're Dalim and Amitzvahs, and even though they weren't necessarily poor. And the Gemara continues, Rav Nachman stated, that Rav Huna told me, that this pasuk is even referring to a Jew that increased his wealth by charging ribbis to a guy. And even though in our Mishnah we stated that it's mutter to charge ribbis to a guy, but the Gemara on Daf Ayin Aleph and Aleph will tell us that the only time it's mutter is only b'chdei chayev. But if you're charging geis b'chdei chayev, and as the pasuk states, ma b'chinu b'neshev b'sabes, then you're increasing your wealth and you already have money and it's not b'chdei chayev, then that is usur. And therefore the pasuk tells us l'chayin dalim yikpitzenu, that ultimately the money will go back to the guy and you will not keep the money. And the Gemara continues, Esvei Revel Rav Nachman, the Rav asked the following question to Rav Nachman, that how can you say that there's a problem of charging ribbis to an Eved Chavim if the Pasuk tells us in Pashuk Yisei, and Rav explains, my Sashech, when the Pasuk says, L'nachri Sashech, what does the word Sashech mean? Lav Tashech, it must be that you could take interest from a guy. And how could you say that the Pasuk of Ma B'chinu B'neshech is even talking about a Jew that takes interest from a guy, if that is mutar? And the Gemara answers Loi that that's not what the pasuk is referring to, and that when the Torah says L'nachri Sashech, it means Sashech, that you are allowed to pay interest to a guy. The Gemara asks that the pasuk doesn't say you're allowed to, but the pasuk says L'nachri Sashech, that to a guy you should pay interest, and therefore the Gemara asks Loi Sagi D'Lavachi, and as Rashi says V'chibar Kassel L'tzavis Elenu Litin Ribbis La'akam, do you think there's a commandment for us to actually pay interest to a guy? As if the Torah is telling us that it's mutter to pay interest to a guy, as that's pashut, as mehecha teisel in meisrei, why would we have a havmin that would be usa to pay interest to a guy? And the Gemara continues and answers, lafuke achichot loy, the inachinami, the pasuk is just telling us that you may pay interest to a guy, and it's coming to exclude that you're only allowed to pay interest to a guy, but there's a lav for a borrower to pay interest to a Jew. And the Gemara is, achichot behediksebe, and lechayra, if you're telling us that the only reason why the pasuk says, lenachri sashich, is to teach us a din, Yisrael, the pasuk immediately thereafter states that a borrower cannot pay interest to a Jew, and therefore why would the pasuk have to say l'nachri sashech if it's only coming to teach us that a Jew could pay interest to a guy? And therefore l'chayra, the pasuk is telling us that you're allowed to charge interest to a guy, and that's the chiddush of the pasuk. And therefore once again it's a question on Nachman, and the Gemara answers lav lo basay v'leisa say in echinami, the pasuk just means that you're allowed to pay interest to a guy, and it's teaching us that you're only allowed to pay interest to a guy, but you're not allowed to pay interest to a Jew. And the Torah is teaching us a lav above mechlal asay, which is an asay. And therefore, the words l'nachri sashech is coming to teach us an asay, and then the pasuk continues l'chich loy sashech, that is also a lav for a borrower to pay interest to a Jew. And before we continue, let's see Taisis diba maskel sashech loy sagid lav hachi, where Taisis says avli is sashech nicha. If we would translate the pasuk that a Yisrael can't charge ribbis to a guy, then in a chinami the pasuk is teaching you that a Yisrael must charge ribbis to a guy, and he can't give him a free loan, as if he does so, he'll be over on the issa of leisichonim, which teaches us leisitin lahem matnes chinam va'oyin sh'ama akasav lahalvus lambaribis. And even without the issa of leisichonim, we would also learn from this pasuk that it's also to lend money to a guy if you don't charge him ribis. And Taisus continues and is bothered in taima my parch mehaykra holy also amud rabbanan zir shem liyumod min ma'isav kedarminim b'samach. How could Ravi ask any question on Rav Nachman from a pasuk in the Torah if certainly even Rav Nachman agrees that there is no issa to lend to a guy with ribis, and it's only an issa Rabbanon, as the Gemara will explain on Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph, based on the fact that we don't want a Yisrael to learn from the Maisim of a Goy, and if so, certainly the Pasuk is going to tell us they allow to lend to a Goy with ribbis. And Taisus answered, "V'yesh leim and the Hachi Parach Mehaykra Kivin Ar Machman L'Nachri Sashech Loihalem L'Chacham L'Eser." That if there would be a Mefurish Pasuk that tells us they have to lend money to a Goy with interest, then Rabbanon would not make a Gzira and tell a Yisrael that he's not allowed to charge ribbis to a Goy. Finally, Taisus points out that if I just told you that the Gemara will teach us us that the only issa of charging ribbis to a goy is only midrabanan, then how could we explain the pasuk of Mishlei of ma b'chinu b'neshev v'sabes l'chayim dalam mikpetzenu that's referring to someone that charges ribbis to a goy if there is no issa midraisa and it's only asa midrabanan? And Taisus explains afagav le'asa el mishum zira efshe de shleima gazar, that it's possible that this gzira was already in place in the time of Shleima when he wrote Mishlei inami shleima diba b'ribbis to raisa rabban hudas b'chu m'sau akradi day, and maybe in Chinami, this pasuk is really referring only ribbis to Raisa and only to Yisrael that charge ribbis to another Yisrael. But the Rabbanan uses this as a smachta to teach us that this would occur even if you charge ribbis to a guy, even though that's only also based on a gzira and only midrabanan. And the Gemara continues, Esfei al ask another question on Rab Nachman, that how can you say that it's also for Yisrael to charge ribbis to a guy if the Mishnah stated love him ahead of Maisam ribbis v'chein begar toshev, and we see that you're allowed to charge interest to a guy, and I'm Rabbi Breda Rafuna, so Rabbi Breda Rafuna taught us leinitzucha el b'chrei chayav, that when the Mishnah taught us that you're allowed to lend money to a guy with ribbis, that is only talking about a scenario where the Yisrael needs this ribbis in order to survive. However, if it's yosef b'chrei chayav, then in a chanami would be usa to lend money to a guy and charge him interest. And l'chayr l'fizeh, that once a person has enough money and it's not k'dei chayav, then it'll be usa to lend money to a guy even without interest. As if you do so, then you'll be oivon leisichonim. And Rashi at the top of daf ayin alef from an alef explains, based on the Gemara we'll have in a moment, v'yoyse mikan also, however, if it's more than k'dei chayav, then it's also midrabanan, dilma also l'misrach, as if you lend him money, then you'll be busy with goyim, and you'll learn from their ways, and potentially you will go off the derech. And the Mefarshim explained that we only made a gzira that you now lend money to a goy with ribbis, and we didn't make a gzira that you now do any business with a goy, because when a person has a regular business, then he'll be selling to Jews as well as to goyim. However, if a person becomes a lender, then the only one that he actually could lend to is only to goyim, as certainly he won't be able to lend to Jewish people because he can't charge them interest, and therefore he will always be surrounded by goyim, and potentially he will learn from their ways. And the Gemara continues, Ravina Amma, however Ravina states that really there is an issa for Yisrael to charge interest to a goy even if it's b'chrei chayav, and hocha b'talmid chama askinan, however there was a heta given to talmid chamim to charge interest to a goy, and time in my goes Rabbanu Shem Yilma M'maisav, as the only reason why the Rabbanu made a gzera that he not allowed to charge interest to a goy is because maybe he'll learn from their ways, but b'kivin talmid chacham hu lo yilma m'maisav, as since he's a talmid chacham he won't learn from his ways, and therefore specifically a talmid chacham can lend money to goyim and charge them interest. Let's go back to the bottom tesis on daf ayin amabez, and 8 lines from the bottom of the amid tesis states u'mashinagu atu l'halvus l'nachim, and l'chir, how is it that the Jews are money lenders and they lend money to goyim with interest? If we just saw that according to Rav Chiya Breda Rav Huna, then the only time you're allowed to lend money to a goy with interest is only b'chrei chayav, but not as a full-fledged business. You can't become wealthy by charging interest to goyim. And according to Ravina, the only one that could ever lend money to a goy with interest is the Talmud Chacham, but anyone else is always also to lend money to a goy, and even b'chrei chayav. Taisa states that Omer Rabbeinu Tam Mishum Dushel Seferim Halacha Chamekel, as when we have an Issa Rabbanon, we go bust the Mekel. The Kaimalon Kiidach Lishna Masi Had Rav Huna Brisa Rabbi Yisiv Le'asru Me'olam Rav Nachman Rav Huna Ribbis Denachri. And as we will see in a moment, that we will have a second version as to this din of Rav Chiya Breda Rav Huna. Lefidah second lashon, Rav Chiya Breda Rav Huna never said that it's us to lend money to a guy, and therefore there's no problem with us lending money to a guy, even if it's Yosef Mechlei Chayav. As it continues, Vafidah Lishna Kaman, even according to Allah, Shin Yesh Lahatad, Lepish Yesh Lanu Mas Melech Besarim, that Kol Havik Kedei Chayenu, as since we have so many taxes from the kings and from officers, therefore all the money that we receive is considered Kedei Chayenu. And finally, Taisa states, V'oyed Shana Shuri and Beda Umayis, that we live amongst the nations, V'yef Shalan L'estaka B'shun Dava, and we need to have Nitin Umayim, Hilkuch In L'Esser Ribbis, Shem Yilmai M'maisav, Yosef M'sha Masno Matan, Ayin Shem. And we continue with the Gemara, Ikad Masalah, L'had Rav Huna, Had Tani Rav Yosef, that some have a version that Rav Nachman said over the name of Rav Huna, that L'Nitzucha El Dafilu Ribbis David Chavim, that he didn't say it regarding the standard din of charging ribbis to a guy. He stated his halacha ben geya brisa that was taught to us from Rabbi Yosef, as the pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim states in Kesef Talves Ami Es Ani Imach Leisir Leikinoisha Leisasim Lov Neshach. Since the pasuk says Es Ami, so we learn Ami V'Nachri, if you have a choice between lending money to a Yisrael or to a guy, then Ami Koidim, then a Yisrael comes before a guy. And since the pasuk says Es Ani Imach, so we learn out Ani V'Asher Ani Koidim, if an Ani and an Asher both need a loan, then an Ani comes first and takes precedence. And since the pasuk says Es Ani Imach, that's with you, we learn Ani Yecha V'Ani Yeircha Ani Yecha Koidim, that if you have an Ani that's your karev or mishpacha, and you have an Ani of your city, then your karev comes first. And similarly Ani Yeircha V'Ani Yeircheres Ani Yeircha Koidim, Mishmin that if you have a choice between the aniyim of your city and aniyim of another city, then aniyim of your city comes first, as the pasuk says, imach, and they are considered closer to you. And as Rashi says, the hanach havu imach tvei. And the Gemara continues, omamar, and the Gemara explains the brayso, ami v'nochri ami koidim. And the Gemara asks pshita that certainly you have to give money to a Jew before a guy. And Amar Nachman amali huna. Rav Nachman taught us the name of huna. That the pasuk is teaching us a chiddush that even if you have an opportunity to lend money to a guy and charge him interest, and to Yisrael you'll have to give him a loan for free, you still have to give a loan to Yisrael for free prior to giving a loan to a guy and making money and charging him interest. And as we saw from Taisus, that based on this lashon, so we actually never find that Rav Huna actually taught us that there is an issa to charge a guy interest, and even if it's not b'chnei chayav, and therefore we would have to explain that the pasuk of Mishlei is not talking about a Jew that's lending money to a guy, and it's specifically talking about a case that a Yisrael lend money to another Yisrael and charge him ribbis. And Gemara continues, Tanya, we learned that a brisa, Amar Beisi, or Beisi stated, see how blind the people that lend money with interest are, as Adam Kerel Chaveri Rasha, as if Reuven's friend Shimon calls him Rasha, then Reuven will be so angry, and as Rashi says, that Reuven will fight with Shimon as if Shimon wanted to hit Reuven, as if he wanted to kill him. And even so, even so, a person themselves will go and lend money with interest, and it's as if they are bringing the Edom, as well as the Sefer, as well as the pen and the ink, and the writing and signing that I am a Kaifin al Kaisal, and they are calling themselves a Russia, as they're lending money to another Jew with interest. And Rashi and Diba Maskel, Yerim Melechayev, brings another Pshat, Bani Shemati, that Rishoy Levi Lutechim Nashi Shechaver, Vilmait Mizenesha Shechaver, that Reuven, who was called a Russia by Shimon, could go into the same business as Shimon and cause him a loss of money, and he can compete with his business, which is also a term of Yerim Melechayev. And the Meiri Mesechus Kedushin on Daf Chav Ches brings this Pshat of Rashi, and he explains that this Mida Kedega Mida, and since Shimon called Reuven a Russia, therefore Reuven could be Yerim Nashi Shechaver, where the Gemara tells us that a Yerim Nashi Shechaver is Nikra Russia. And Rashi continues, and based on the Gemara, Mesechus Ksubis, he doesn't like the second pshat that he brings, and therefore he goes back to the original pshat that Ruggel is going to the Mike Ilu Ko, Ilu Bal Hagai. And as the Meiri points out, Mesechus Kedushin, Shereshola Hakaishish Zeru Maisu Russia, Kirchsev, Yemel Russia, Lama Sakarecha, and the Shita Mekubetzes, and Mesechus Ksubis on Daf Nun brings down that the Lashon of Yerim Lachayev is from the Lashon Lechyav of his cheek, and if Shimon calls Reuven a Russia, so Reuven has a right to hit Shimon on his cheek. And I entice Dil Maskel, Adam Kerel Chaveri, Russia, Yerim Melchayev, Kosov, Bechuvas Agoin, Mashem Rabzadakoin, Yerim Melchayev. And Taisus explains, we show you this way, Shlish Tvuasai, that he has a right to burn a third of his Tvuah, but Tame Gadol Menayin Leza, and Taisus bothered how did Rabzadakoin know that this Pshat. And the Gemara continues, Tanya, we learned to the Braisa, Rabshim Melaza Ime, Rabshim Melaza states, Kal Mishay Shlemois, Umal Boysam Shleib Ribis, if a person has money and he lends it out to people that need money and he doesn't charge them interest, all of our Kosov Ime is regarding him that the Pasuk in Tilim states, Kaspoy Lenasu Meneshach, Bishaykhad Al Noki Lokach, and the pasuk teaches us that a person that has kesef and he doesn't lend it out with ribbis and he doesn't take sheikhid from an innocent person, so he will never lose his assets and he won't lose his money. And Rav Shimon Melaza continues that we also make a diyuk that halamata shekolam malvav ribbis nechasu mismaitin, anyone that does lend money and charges interest will lose his assets. The Gemara continues and is for kachizidan delay maisve ribbis become mismaitin. We do find people that don't lend money with interest and they still lose their money. And the Gemara answers Amar Melaza halalu mismaitin ve'olin halalu mismaitin ve'ein olin, that those that lend money with interest will lose their money and never be able to recuperate and get their money back. However, those that lose their money but didn't charge interest, they potentially will lose their money. However, eventually they will recuperate and they will recover their money. As Rashi states, V'hachi mash mekra, kol isa ila lo yimait lo ilam, klayma v'im yimait, ima yitasa yimait es ilam, that anyone else will lose their money, but it won't be forever. Havel nesim meneshech yimim oilam, and someone that actually lends money with ribbis will lose their money and it will be lo ilam. Nayin in taisa diva maskal chazina, delay abdi hachi mis with Taisus is been time at Dil Mishum Sharveu Saksum, but it's a pasuk with Sheikh Al-Naki Lelokach. The Lemaisa, the pasuk doesn't only talk about interest and also talks about Sheikhad. And maybe the reason why this person loses his money is because he did other Averis. And Taisus says, Vyesh Lema, the Parach de Chazin and Sadiqim Gabur, not Mizbaitin, that the Gemara is asking based on the Messias that we find many great Sadiqim that lose their money. Inami, the Rabbi Kiva Parach, the Darish, Besef Makis, Oise Ilo, Oise Achis, Mikol Eilo Yimite, that anyone that does either of these things or any of these things will not lose their money. Therefore, it's mashma that as long as a person doesn't lend money with interest, then he will not lose his money, even if he does other averus, ayin sham. Gemara continues and dashes from a pasuk in Chabak that states, Tahari Naim Reis Ra, the Habit al Omalai Suchal, Lomas Sabbat Baidim Tachrish, Bivala Rosha Tzadik Mimenu. Rav Huna teaches us, Tzadik Mimenu Bilea, that we see from his pasuk that a Rosha will have dominion over a Tzadik that's greater than him, but Tzadik Omar in a Bilea, and a Rosha will not have any Shlita over a Tzadik Omar. And Rashi states, Tzadik Omar in a Bilea, the Alpha Bishim is Smited, even though at some time you do find that Tzadik loses his money, Oilav in a Nivla Loilam, he will still eventually recover, he won't be swallowed up forever. And the Gemara continues, Tanya will enterprise, so Rabbi Oime, Rabbi taught us, Ger Tzedekha Amalin Mechira, the Ger Taishva Amalin Ribis, any day of Mahu. And I had a question regarding the explanation of how to understand the Pasuk that discusses the Ger Tzedek buying an Eved Ivri. And I also have a question regarding the Pasuk that speaks about a Ger Taishiv in regard to lending with interest. And the Ritvar explains that the Gemara does not mean that Rabbi did not understand it and never understood the Pshat in the Pesukim. Rabbi just meant that he had some difficulty in understanding the Pshat in the Pesukim, but ultimately he understood it exactly like the Gemara will explain and define. Before we continue, a Ger Tzedek is a standard Ger that becomes a Yid and he goes through Mila and Tefillah, and a Ger Taishav is a person that is still a full-fledged guy, but he's Mekabel himself, Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, according to some Rishonim, and according to Rashi, Shekibolov Shaloi Lavet Avedis Gechavim, as Rashi says in our Gemara, that he's Mekabel himself not to serve Avedis Zara, however he's Eichel Nevelis, he still acts as a guy, and he could still eat Nevelis and do other Yisurim. The Lashon of the Meiri in Masechet Yevamos on Daf Mem Ches is, Kvar Bi'arnu Sheger Toshev Hu Agoy Shekibolov Sheva Mitzvahis, Va'af The Gemara will now continue and discuss what was bothering Rabbi ben Gaya, the din of Ger Tzedek that purchases an Eved Ivri. The Gemara begins in the middle of the Braisa. This Braisa is in Masechtas Erechin and is discussing the Smichas HaPsukim in Pashas Bahar, which starts off with the Issa of Shemitah. Rashi brings down from the Gemara Masechtas Erechin on Daf Lamed that the Braisa starts, Boy Re'e Kamakosha Vaka Shel Shvias, let us see how bad it is to do business on Shemitah, Adam Noisiv and Noisiv Mepir Shvias. At the end result, he'll have to sell his metaltin, and then he'll have to sell his kaka as well as his steachuza, and then at some point, he'll even get so poor that he'll have to sell himself. And our Gemara begins from that point to the Braisa, and the Gemara continued, Ger Tzedek HaOmelin Yemechira, what was Rebbe's problem with the Ger Tzedek that speaks about Benegeya Mechira of Eved Ivri? Siv, as the Pasuk in Pashpa has states, that when another Yisrael gets so poor that he has to sell himself, so you have to make sure not to treat him as a regular Eved Knani. And the Braisa continues, V'loy loch el ger, that he won't only be sold to a regular Yisrael, but he'll even be sold to a Ger Tzedek. Shenema, as the Pasuk in Bahar continues in Parakaf Hei, V'chisasi yad ger v'seishav imach, u'mach echicha imay, and another Yisrael will become so poor, v'nimka leger toishav imach, oy le'ikah mishpachas ger. And the Braisa teaches us, V'loy leger tzedek el leger toishav, shenema leger toishav, and things will be so bad that he not only will be sold to a Ger Tzedek, but he'll even be sold to a Ger Toshav, as the Pasuk says, Leger Toshav, and then the Pasuk says, Oy Le'ik Mishpachas Ger, and we learn out, Mishpachas Ger Zer Nachri, that not only will be sold to a regular Ger Toshav, but it'll even be sold to a regular guy, Kshuwa'ima, Oy Le'iker, but then the Pasuk says, Le'ik Mishpachas Ger, and the word Iker refers to Avedis Zara, Zanimka Avedis Kechavim Asma, and therefore it's teaching us, this Yisrael will even be sold in order to be a Shamus for Avedis Zara, and as Rashi says, Lachtav Eitzim Vilishav Mayim, and I in the Ramban in Pasha Bahar that states, the reason why Avedis Zara is referred to as Iker, Bavush Adam Chayv L'Shar Shachreh Ola Akra, as a person has an obligation to make sure to uproot to all Avedis Zara. The Gemara now continues and explains what Rebbe's question was on this Braisa and on the Pasuk that speaks about Ger Tzedek B'negeya Eved Ivri. As Omamar, we just learned to the Braisa of Loy Loch El Leger Shenema Leger, and we see from this Braisa that a Ger Tzedek can buy an Eved Ivri. Rebbe was bothered, L'meimer the Ger Kani Eved Ivri, are you telling me that a Ger Tzedek could own an Eved Ivri? For a minute, I'll ask you a question from a Braisa, and the Braisa states, in a ger nikta be'eved ivri, being isha v'ger koin eved ivri, that a ger tzedek cannot be bought as an eved ivri, and a woman or a ger tzedek cannot acquire an eved ivri. Therefore, how could the previous braisa have stated that an eved ivri would be sold to a ger tzedek? The braisa explains, ger le nikta be'eved ivri, that a ger tzedek cannot be acquired as an eved ivri. The pasuk in Pashpa Ha states, v'yotze me'imach hu vanav imay v'shavu mishpachtei v'alachuzes avayisiv yashov. Therefore, v'shavu mishpachtei be'inan v'holeka, that it's impossible that a ger tzedek will be returned to his mishpacha, as a ger is considered kakotin shenayil dami, and therefore he doesn't have mishpacha. And even if this ger tzedek married a Jew and now has a mishpacha, but he definitely doesn't have a steachuza. The Braisa continues to explain the second din, that ein isha v'ger koin eved ivri, that a woman and a ger tzedek cannot acquire an eved ivri, and the Gemara explains isha lava erchara, it's not proper for a woman to buy an eved ivri, and as Rashi says shu misachrima, because they'll come to be misach with each other, and as we will see later, that if this woman is an eshes ish, she may come to actually be mizana with the ger, and she won't be concerned that he will go and tell people that they were mizana, and therefore she'll take advantage of her eved ivri, and potentially they'll be mizana. Gemara also explains ger nami, the reason why a ger tzedek cannot acquire an eved ivri is because gemiri the mikdei koni the loy mikdei loy koni, that anyone that can be acquired can be koina. Since we just learned that a ger tzedek cannot be an eved ivri, therefore a ger tzedek cannot acquire an eved ivri either. And l'maisa, this was the question that was bothering Rabbi and Arav Nachba Yitzchak. So Arav Nachba Yitzchak explained that in a koina b'dina ki yisrael, that although a ger tzedek cannot acquire an eved ivri and doesn't have dinim like yisrael, av a koina b'dina ki nachri, but he can acquire an eved ivri and his dinim will be just like a goy that acquires an eved ivri. The Tanya is willing to the b'risa hanir tzavanim kol nachri in a eved leis haben leis habas, that even though generally if someone acquires an eved ivri, then if the adin dies, they will still have to serve the child, and there was no din that they go out b'misas ha'adin, and they would have to still work for the son of the adin. However, an eved ivri that decided to become a netzar and work for the adin after 6 years until yovel, or an eved ivri that is owned by a guy, does go out b'misas ha'adin, and the same din would apply to a ger tzedek that owns an eved ivri. Therefore, when the b'risa stated before that a ger tzedek cannot own an eved ivri, it just means that he can't own it as a regular yisrael. Certainly, a ger tzedek can own an eved ivri just like a guy could own an eved ivri, and that's why the b'risa before stated v'loy loch el leger shenem el leger, which refers to a ger tzedek owning an eved ivri. And Rashi explains that an eved ivri that's in nirtza would have to work for the adin until yovel. However, if the adin dies, he doesn't work for the son, as the pasuk says about v'doy lo ilam v'loy leben, that he only works for the adin and not to the son. Similarly, when an eved ivri is sold to a guy, the Gemara Maseches Kedushin on Daf Yud Zayin teaches us that the pasuk says v'chishev im kaneo v'loyim yarsha kaneo ayin in Rashi. The Gemara continues on Mamal. We just learned to the brayso of ein ishev ger koin eved ivri, a woman in ger tzedek cannot acquire an eved ivri. Name it like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Let us say that this brayso is not like Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Tanya is belong to the brayso isha koin eshe shvachis v'ein koin savadim. A woman cannot acquire a shivcha and cannot acquire an eved. And Rav Shimon Gamliel like that af koin savadim, that an isha can acquire an eved, and therefore it seems that the brayso is not going like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the Gemara answers I feel to him Rav Shimon Gamliel. And really we could say that the brayso is going like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Like kasha kam be'eved ivri kam be'eved kani, that in the chinami when Rav Shimon Gamliel says af koin savadim, he means that an isha can be koin an eved knani. However, an isha cannot be koin an eved ivri. And the Gemara explains that what is the chiluk between owning an eved ivri and eved knani. And the Gemara states eved ivri tznir law, eved knani parts law, that eved ivri will keep her secrets and will be quiet, and therefore she's much more comfortable to have business with him. And therefore, an isha cannot own an eved ivri. However, she can own an eved knani. We're not concerned that she will be mezana with him, as she is always concerned that the eved knani will talk and will tell people that she actually had business with him. And as Rashi says, sneila muksik snua hu beinah she mikalklu yachad lo yispal legalis hadava hukach asal kanoisai. Well, the eved knani is parts law v'yurehi lahavkalo yisatzma, and therefore she's scared to be mafka herself to him and to be mezana with him. Gemara continues elahadu tani Rabbi Yisiv, that this memory that was taught to us from Rabbi Yisiv, number one amount the lays to Rabbi Kalba, that it's also for an almana to raise a dog, as potentially she will be mezana with the dog. Number two, an almana should not host a talmid chacham, as we're also concerned that there will be mezana. Gemara is that we understand why she can't host the talmid chacham, because the talmid chacham is definitely a tznuah, and therefore she'll be comfortable to be mezana with him, as she knows that he'll be discreet and people won't find out that they were mezana. However, the Gemara is al kalba kivin the misuch bar mirza. Why should it be an issa for her to raise any dogs if l'maisa she'll be nervous that she'll be mezana with the dog, and then the dog will become very attached to her and he'll keep following her around and people will realize that they were mezana? And the Gemara answers Amri kivin the chishadile umsa misrach basra Amri intri mishum umsa the shadile who did misrach, that since we all know that if a person gives raw meat to a dog, then that dog will be attached to them. So anyone that sees that this dog is following this woman around will not be choshed that she was mezana with the dog. And they will say that the reason why the dog is following her around is because she feeds it, and therefore she won't be scared to be mezana with the dog. And therefore, the Rabbanon asked in Almana to raise dogs. I in the bottom text that points out Mishum Lazus Vasayim Ba'Alma, that certainly we're not really choshed that she actually will be mezana with the dog. We're only concerned that people will actually speak negatively about her. Lefisha Holech Achrea Shalei Nech Shdu Yisrael Al Zochav Al Behema, as the Gemara teaches us that the Israelim were not choshed that they will actually have Mishkav Zacha, or that they'll be mezana with animals, as the Gemara Maseches Kedushin on Daf Pei Beis teaches us. The Gamin Osel Sachid, and there's also no Issa for a person to be mezachid with an animal or with a dog. The Gemara continues that we just explained what was was bothering Rabbi ben Geir Tzedek Amalini Mechira, and the Gemara continues, Get Toshav Amalini Ribbis Mayi, that what was bothering Rabbi ben Geir Halacha Veger Toshav ben Geir Ribbis. The Gemara explains the Chsiv as the Pasuk in Pash Baha states, Vichyamach Achicha Moti Yoda Imach Vechzak the boy Ger Vesoshav Vechai Imach, and then the next Pasuk says, Atikach Beito Yneshav Vesabis Vyresim Malakacha Vechay Achicha Imach. The Pasuk speaks about a Ger and a Toshav, which are referring to a Ger Tzedek and a Ger Toshav, and it still says, You're not allowed to charge him Ribbis. Rabbi was bothered by the following question that Vermini at least your question from our Mishnah that the Mishnah stated love mehen umalvin oisam ribis v'chem beger toishav the Yisrael could lend money to a guy and he could borrow money from a guy with ribis and the same did apply to a ger toishav and l'chayr for the pasuk it's mashma that you're not allowed to as the pasuk says al tikach beito neshech v'sabis v'yresel melkecha v'chayachicha imach and Amram Nach Yitzchak and Amram Nach Yitzchak responded miksiv al tikach beitam that the pasuk state you're not allowed to take from them meitoiksiv and it only says you're not allowed to take ribis from him, which is referring to Yisrael and not to a Ger Toshav. Rashi says the second pasuk that speaks about ribis is only speaking about charging ribis to your brother, as the pasuk says, v'chai achicha imach, and specifically talking about achicha, not referring to a Ger Toshav at all. The first pasuk is actually only talking about helping a Ger Toshav, but not telling us that we have to lend him without ribis, and the pasuk states, v'chiyom achicha moto yoda imach, v'chzak the boy Ger Toshav v'chai imach. Pasuk lamed hey, the pasuk doesn't say the lashon v'chai achicha imach, and only says v'chai imach, so we know that that pasuk is referring to Yisrael as well as a Ger Tzedek and a Ger Toshav. However, the next pasuk in pasuk Lamed Vav, where it speaks about ribis, is actually not speaking about a Ger Toshav, and that's why the pasuk says v'chai achicha imach, as it's only referring to a regular Yisrael or to a Ger Tzedek. The Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned the brayso al tikach meito neshech v'sarbis avat nas lo yarev, that even though the pasuk tells us that you're not allowed to lend money with ribis, however, there was no problem with the Yisrael being an arev and being a cosigner, even though this loan was made with interest. And we continue on Daf Ayin Aleph Amabez, Arav Laman, and the Gemara asks that who is he being a cosigner for and who is the lender, as Ilema Arav Yisrael, if you're going to say that the lender is Yisrael and he's cosigning on that loan. But Vatnan, the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Hayim Amabez, teaches us that Evil Oven Belisa say that these are the parties that will be over on Elisa say when lending with Ribis, Hamalva Aliva, Arav Aidim. Therefore, we see that a guarantor that is facilitating a loan will be over on the Issa Ribis, and therefore the Gemara says, it must be that the Bryce is teaching us that if a guy is lending money to Reuven, then Shimon can be the Arev and guarantor for this loan. And the Gemara now asks, the Lemaisa, the Dinah is by the courts of Goyim, that when a guy lends money and there is an Arev, then the lender doesn't go to the borrower to collect the money, and instead he'll always go first to the guarantor and collect the money, and then the guarantor will go to the borrower and collect the money from the borrower. So in reality, now that Shimon guaranteed Reuven's loan and Shimon will actually have to pay the money back to the guy, and then Shimon will go and collect the money from Reuven, Reuven will actually be paying interest to Shimon, and therefore this should be asur. And how could it be that it would be mutter to be an Arev in this scenario? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes explains, Shekibul of Ladim B'din Yisrael, that the case is where this guy was mekabel himself, that this loan will be dealt with the dinim of Klai Yisrael, and therefore the guy will have to go and try to collect from Reuven prior to collecting from Shimon. The Gemara continues, Ikibul of Ladim B'din Yisrael, that if it's true that the guy accepted upon himself to follow the laws of Klai Yisrael, then l'chiro he shouldn't be charging ribis, as it's also for a Jew to charge ribis. And Rav Sheshes explains, Shekibul of Lazu, v'lekibul of Lazu, that even though he was mekabel himself to follow the rules as to the dinim of an Arev, and therefore he will go directly to Reuven to collect, and he won't go first to Shimon, and he won't go to the guarantor first. However, he was not mekabel himself not to charge ribis, as certainly the guy wants to charge interest to a Jew. And Rashi explains that how is it that when a guy accepts upon himself that his choice of law and the choice of venue will be in a bezin of Klai Yisrael, that how does that help that it's not considered ribis? As Lamaisa, ultimately, if Reuven can't pay, certainly the guy will go and collect from the guarantor and will collect from Shimon, and then Shimon will go and collect the money, including the ribis, from Reuven, and l'chari that should be also. Rashi in middle of Dibur Maschal, Lod of Medina Yisrael states, V'hashte ina Arav Lova Mitchila, and at this point, the Arav is not considered the actual lender, and even though when the guy comes and actually collects the money from the Arav because Reuven did not have money, but Hilka Kippur L'Nachri, at the point that Shimon actually takes care of his guarantee and he pays the guy, so Ahu Shaita, Hu Da'isvil Chavre, and therefore we consider at that moment as if Shimon is lending money to Reuven, and for example, if the original loan was $1,000 and Shimon paid $1,200 to the guy, so it's as if Shimon is at that point lending $1,200 to the Jew, who might have Mesavle, Shakalmine, and then when Shimon goes and collects $1,200 shekels for Reuven, that is exactly the amount that he lent him, and therefore it is no problem of ribbis. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin and Beis, and the Mishnah ended off by stating, Malvi Yisrael, Ma'isav Shel Akum, Midasa Akum, Avaloi Midas Yisrael, that a Yisrael could take money from a Goy and lend the money to another Yisrael and charge ribbis, and he could do so with the Dasa of the Goy, but he can't do so Midas Yisrael. And the Gemara will explain exactly what the Mishnah meant. As Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Malvi Yisrael, Ma'isav Shel Nochri, Midasa Nochri, Avaloi Midas Yisrael, Ketzad, what is the scenario? Yisrael, Shalom, Ma'is, Min Anochri, Beribis, Ubikesh, if Reuven borrowed $1,000 from a Goy with ribbis, and he now wants to return the $1,000 plus the interest to the Goy, and for example, he now owes the Goy $1,500, and Matzi Yisrael Acher, and now Shimon finds Reuven that he's about to give this money back to the Goy, and Ba'omaloit, namely, Vani El Lecha, Kederach Sha'atam Alaloi, and Shimon says to Reuven that give me the $1,500, and then at a later point, I will actually pay back to you the additional interest that it will cost you, and then you'll be able to give back all the money to the guy. In this case, the Braisa teaches us that it would be asa. However, the Braisa continues, that if Reuven introduces Shimon to the guy, and the guy tells Reuven that you could give the money to Shimon, and you don't have to give it to me, then it would be mutar. And l'chari, it is based on the concept of shlichus, that even though Reuven is the one that delivered the money to Shimon, but ultimately he did so based on the guy telling him to do so, and therefore he's acting as the shlich of the guy, and therefore the guy is the one that's charging ribbis, and the Yisrael is not really a party to the transaction. And the sefer, the Braisa continues, v'chein nochri shalova mois miyisrael beribis. And similarly, if a goy borrowed money from Yisrael with ribis, and for example, a goy borrowed $1,000 from Reuven with ribis, ubikish lachzirim loy, and now the goy is coming to return the $1,000 plus $500 of interest, and matzi Yisrael achar, and another Jew finds a goy, va'amal loy, and he tells the goy, t'nem li, give me the $1,500, vani el lecha kederach sha'atam al loy, and eventually I will return to you the amount of money that you owe to the Yisrael, including all interest that you're going to be chayiv, then in this case it would be mutar, as the goy is lending the money to the Jew, and of course a goy could charge interest to a Jew. However, once again, the Braisa teaches us, b'mido etz Yisrael asa. However, if Shimon and the goy go to Reuven, and Reuven tells the goy that instead of giving me the $1,500, go and give the $1,500 to Shimon, in that case it would be asa, as certainly the goy is acting as the shliach of the yid, and therefore it's as if Reuven is lending money to Shimon with ribbis, and that would be asa. As Rashi states, and even though Shimon actually received the money from the guy, and this works, the Gemara continues and asks on the Braisa, we definitely understand the Sefer, as even though we know that ain shlichus la'akum, and therefore it's impossible that the Yisrael will make the guy into a shliach, but ultimately, since the Issa of Ribbis is so chumra, so the Rabbanim went l'chumra, and they said in this case, we will look at the guy as if he's the shliach of the Yisrael, and therefore it would be asa. However, since therefore, even though the guy told Reuven that he could give the money to Shimon, but ultimately, and it's as if Reuven is lending the money directly to Shimon with ribbis, and this would be asa, how could the Braisa say that it would be mutar? And it is also the same case of our Mishnah, as this is the explanation of the Mishnah's case of Malvi Yisrael Ma'isu Shel Nachri Midasa Nachri. And the Gemara will have three terutim. Number one, Amar Rav Huna Bar Manoach, Mishmeder of Acha, Breder of Ika, Hacha of Mayaskin, and Kagoin de Omale, Hinichem al Gabi Kaka, Vipoto, that the case isn't where the Goy told Reuven to give the money directly to Shimon, but the Goy told Reuven that take the money that you owe me and place it on the ground and you'll be Potter, and therefore certainly there's no problem with Ribbis, as Reuven didn't actually give the money to Shimon, and really the Goy is giving the money directly to Shimon. And the Gemara is, Hachi Maile Memra, in this case, Reuven didn't actually give the money to Shimon with Ribbis, so what is the Chiddush? Elamar Papa, and therefore a Papa explains, that the case was that the guy actually took the money back from Reuven, and now the guy went and gave the money to Shimon, and the Gemara still asks, so certainly what's the chiddush if the guy actually took the money back from Reuven and the guy made a brand new loan to Shimon with ribbis, and why would we think that it would be asa? And the Gemara explains, as that one may have thought that since Reuven was the one that introduced Shimon to the guy, and the guy is only giving his loan based on the introduction of Reuven, so maybe that would be a problem of ribbis, and kamashmulan, that even though Reuven facilitated this loan, but there is no issue of ribbis. Rashi explains that daited day the Yisrael, shorehu aviu esloi v'havi nachri shluchai, and we would think that maybe we consider nachri yishliach, and it would be asa, v'nachmi midrabbanon l'mesa k'nachmirin b'seifa, and maybe at least midrabbanon we should be machbe and say it's asa, and kamashmulan, that is not even an isa drabbanon of ribbis. And the Gemara continues with its second term. teretz. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi states, ki amrina ein shlichus l'nachri, hani mila b'tshuma, al b'chara terakula, yei shlichus l'nachri. Since we learned the din of shlichus from truma, and the din that ein shlichus l'nachri from truma, so we would say that the only time the din of ein shlichus l'nachri applies is only b'negei truma, on any other part of the Torah, then there would be a din of yei shlichus l'nachri, and therefore one may have thought that there's a problem with ribbis, and that's why the Reisha teaches us that there is no problem of ribbis and ein shlichus l'nachri. And the Gemara continues and asks on this teretz of Rav Ashi, that b'hadar of Ashi, barusahi, that this teretz of Ashi is an outside svara and is not a proper teretz. Generally, when there's a gears in the Gemara, barusahi, some agurus badusahi, that's considered a lie and it's not a true statement, as maishna truma deloi, as why is it that b'negei truma, that is a din of ein shlichus l'nachri, as the chsiv, as the pasuk and pashas kerech states, kein terimu gam atem trumas Hashem mikol ma'asusechem asher tukru me'is b'nei Yisrael unusatim menos trumas Hashem la'aron ha'kayin. We learn atem gam atem ma'atem b'nei bris, just like the mishaleach is a Jew and is a b'nei bris, af shluchachem nami b'nei bris, also a shliach has to be a Jew and cannot be a goy. So shlichus tochal turakul nami mitruma gamrin la, and we know that shlichus in the rest of the Torah we learn out from truma. Therefore, it's not possible that the din of shlichus b'chal turakula would be different than the din of shlichus of truma. And just like b'negei truma, the din is ein shlichus anachri. Therefore, the din b'chal turakula is ein shlichus anachri. Therefore, the Gemara's original question is still relevant, as how could a brisa state v'mida etzel nachri is muta? L'maisa, there's a din of ein shlichus anachri, and therefore, even though the guy told Reuven to give the money to Shimon, but ultimately Reuven gave the money directly to Shimon, and if so, it should be a problem of ein shlichus anachri, and there should be a problem of ribbis, and it should be asar. And therefore, the Gemara says, El Rav Ashi Brusi, and this teretz of Rav Ashi is an outside teretz, and it's not a proper teretz. The Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, that others have another version as to the teretz of Rav Ashi, as Amr Rav Ashi, ki amrina ein shlichus anachri, that the only time that we said a klal, that ein shlichus anachri, hanimili inu l'didan, that is only that a goy can't be a shliach for another yid. However, the case of the Brisa was where the goy was making Yisrael a shliach to give the money to Shimon, and as the Gemara states, Avam nam l'du, havinu l'u shliach, but we could be a shliach for a goy, and therefore when the goy tells Reuven to give the money to Shimon, so therefore Reuven is not actually the lender, and the goy is the lender, and it would be muta. And the Gemara once again says, v'hadar Rabashi Barusi, that this teretz is also not a good proper teretz, as maishla inu l'dan deloi, as why is it that a goy can't act as a shliach for Yisrael, d'chsiv atem gam atem l'rabi shluchachem, and we learned out, ma'atem b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris, and therefore we learn that a goy cannot be a shliach for Yisrael, as a shliach has to be a ben bris, and therefore anam l'du nami, ma'atem b'nei bris kama, the l'maisa we just stated that the limud is specifically from the fact that the mishaleach has to be a Yisrael. Therefore clearly we see that a goy cannot make a shliach, and a goy can't create a shliach, and can't appoint Yisrael to be a shliach, and therefore as the Gemara says, oh, hodu Rav Ashi Barusi, that this member of Rashi is an outside member, and it's not a proper teretz, and as Rashi states, analadu nami ma'atem b'nei bris, va'atem hainu sholchem loy member shlichus el b'shalech Yisrael b'shalech Yisrael, and both parties have to be Yisrael. The Gemara now continues and brings a third teretz, and let's remember that the Gemara's question was that how could the Reisha state that if Reuven owes money to a goy and he takes Shimon to the goy tells Reuven to give the money to Shimon, that it's not a problem of ribbis if l'maisa ein shlichus l'nachri. Therefore, it should be as if Reuven is lending the money directly to Shimon, and it should be also. And Ravina Amar and Ravina therefore states that he did shlichus l'nachri lastly, even though it's true that there is no din of shlichus for a goy, but zchiyah midrabbanan islay, there is a concept of zchiyah even by a goy, and there's a din of zach l'adam shloy b'fanav. And therefore, when Reuven goes with Shimon to the goy, and the goy tells Reuven to give the money directly to Shimon, then when Shimon actually accepts the money from Reuven, it's as if Shimon accepted the money on behalf of the goy, and now it's as if the goy actually gave the money directly to Shimon. And therefore, there is no problem of ribbis. Midiavah katan, just like we find relevant to a katan, that katan lav afagav lesli shlichus, that even though certainly we know that a katan cannot be a shliach, and as Rashi brings, the chikasav shlichus begadol kasav b'roi litraim shehekdesh shehekdesh v'diburei chal digabe hekdesh v'nedarim ishksiv v'gabe chumim me'is kol isha sheyid ven alibay. In order for someone to either be a shliach or to be a shliach, they have to be an ish, and therefore a katan is not in the pasha of shlichus. And the Gemara continues on daf ayin bezer meralv, and even so, Israel ischiyim drabbanon, the Mishnah Masechtas Bava Basra and daf kuf nun vav teaches us that zochen l'katan, that we do have a din of ischiyah for a katan, and zochen l'adam shloi b'fanav applies to a katan. Hachinami leishna, and over here also, even though the guy is not in the pasha of shlichus, even so, at least on a drabbanonic level, a Yisrael could be zeicha for a guy, and therefore there won't be a problem of ribbis, as if Shimon is borrowing the money directly from the guy. And Ritva explains that once there's a din of ischiyah midrabbanon, then there's also a din of hefka bezin hefka, and therefore it's considered as if Shimon was zoicha for the goy, and since hefka bezin hefka, therefore it's as if the Rabbanan said that now Reuven doesn't own the money and the goy owns the money, and now the goy is lending the money directly to Shimon, and therefore even midraisa there would not be a problem of ribbis. And the Gemara continues and is also not happy with the teresa ravina, and as the Gemara states, beloyi yisrael was samagurius cotton osil hashrichis akum loy osil hashrichis. Now although the Rabbanan were misakin a pasha of zchia for a cotton, even though he's not in the pasha of shlichis, that's because eventually when the cotton becomes a gadol, he'll be in the pasha of shlichis. However, b'negei a goy, since the goy will never be in the pasha of shlichis, so potentially the Rabbanan never gave a din of zchia, and therefore you can't explain the brisa in this manner, and we will stop over here.